Ya la 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 ya la 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 ya la la ya la 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 ya la 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 ya la 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 la.
Good morning and welcome to the Healing Womb. I'm pleased to be back with you after our extended and, for me at least, rich and lovely summer break. Ah, the both ands of life. Pleased to be here and grateful to have had time to be fully engaged with family, friends, and nature's bounty. Both and. We have returned once again, supporting one another with loving kindness and compassion on our shared healing journeys, energetically around the world in our ever-expanding circle. Who are we? We are Abby, Anita, Anne, Anne-Marie, Cheryl, Cindy, Claire, Colleen, Ernestine, Hannah, Jan, Jill, Karen, Karen, and Karen, Lisa, Marilyn, Naomi, Noreen, Olga, Patty, Paula, Rose, Sheila, Stacy, Sue, Terry, Tracy, Viv, and me, Laura. And as you may or may not hear in the background, my dog Ellie is with us as usual today, making herself comfortable. So you might hear a little jingling here and there if she gets up to stretch. Welcome to anyone joining our call for the first time, whose name I've not called, or who will be listening to the podcast later. I'd like to offer a word that may be new to some of you and familiar to others. The word is in Hebrew, and it is tshuva. Tshuva means return or turn, and it's important this time of year, not just to Jews as we approach our holy days starting on Rosh Hashanah, but for all people and all of creation as the seasons are turning. Seeds released and returning to earth to embed themselves, form new roots, and be born again in spring as new plants next year. Squirrels and chipmunks announcing that it's time to gather nuts to prepare for change, for returning to the deep sleep of winter, as she soon will be on her way. For those of us who are mothers, our children are returning to school, or some have already returned. And for all of us as meditators, tshuva, turning, returning, is exactly our practice, isn't it? Mindfully setting our intention on our breath, on the present moment. Then becoming interested in a thought, a sensation, emotion, fantasy. Then we see what's happening and we gently make tshuva. We return again and again to breath, to here, to now, to this very moment. Our practice today will be expressed in the form of a poem, at the end of which we'll sit in silence for the remainder of our time together until I ring a chime, bringing us all out of our meditation and returning us to whatever we need to do next. As many of you know, I'm in the habit of searching for hearts in nature, and then I photograph them. This summer, I've been fortunate in that I've been able to walk quite a bit, and I've been collecting stone hearts and gathering them and bringing them home, setting them in different places around my house. So this poem refers to stone hearts a little bit. As always, make yourself comfortable, whether that means sitting in an upright position with a long spine, shoulders relaxed, or reclining, whatever is best for your body. And you know the answer to this right now, in this moment. So our practice begins now as I read this poem. Pay attention to your breath, to the words of my poem, And then just to your breath, noticing where you feel it most strongly in your body. And this is a place you will return to again and again, whether it is your nostrils, your throat, your chest, your stomach, your belly, wherever you notice your breath. This is your touchstone, your heart stone, the place you will make tshuva, the place to which you will return. Still as a stone heart, sitting on a zafu, breathing into this moment, morning light and temperature are fragrant ambience permeating a nearly silent room when head tilts to the left. Threads of poetry, song, image intersect. Silken webs form in the realm of imagination. Pleasant, dreamy, creative sustenance. Then, waking up, grateful for the blessing of a creative mind, choosing tshuva, compassionate return to breath, in and out. In and out, in and out again. Still as a stone heart in an outstretched hand, but for the undulations of belly and chest, each sacred motion allowing life to exist in me and you and all of creation, filled with awe, and yet we can see. This too is thinking. Lips curl into a smile, returning attention to intention. Empty breath, ripening within, becoming no thing, saturated with pure potential. Easing back into just this, one breath pours out. The next one enters. In and out. In and out, in and out. Then, still as a stone heart on a windowsill, gathering light along its jagged contours, choosing to remain at rest in relative darkness behind eyes temporarily closed to the world outside, briefly bathed in inner light, soul strengthening this sitting still. Head tilts slightly to the right. Lists of the have-tos and musts arise. Chatter, anxiety, excitement, distraction. Then, waking from this desire to tidy frayed edges, choosing tshuva instead for now. Safe return to this moment, simply noticing breath again. Still as stone hearts found along roads traveled, though now being here, here, head centered between shoulders, chest opened, aligned with fleshy heart's rhythm, nourished by breath, choosing tshuva, turning with generous attention to the gift of heaven, here and now, present to presence. Dreaming and waking, journeying even in quietude, embracing imperfection, appreciative of lessons breathed in and out, again and then, still as a stone heart, sitting on a zafu, breathing into this moment, morning light and temperature are fragrant ambience, permeating a nearly silent room until we enter silence once again. And so sit with me a while until I ring a chime. May you be blessed with peace and continued healing, one breath at a time, however healing flows through you. May we all turn and return to just this breath, the present moment, whenever we feel ourselves fretting or entangled in fear about the past or future, releasing any stone-like heaviness in our hearts, like seeds and autumn leaves to the winds of change, nourished by breath, choosing tshuva, turning with generous attention to the gift of heaven here and now, returning to be present to presence. We'll gather again in the healing womb on Friday, September 28th. I am Laura Hegfield, and the Healing Womb is a meditation telecircle offering from my heart to yours. While the podcasts are free to everyone in our circle, and anyone who happens by my blog, Shine the Divine, Creativity is a Spiritual Practice, donations to support the work and love I pour into the Healing Womb are always welcome and greatly appreciated. To learn about other services I offer, such as spiritual direction, creativity coaching, and Lev Belev Soul Collage, please visit my website, www.shinethedivine.com.